It's Nicole Brandon with Unlimited Life, and thank you so much for joining us today. I am so excited about today's show and today's guest. Today we have Brian Terry on the line, and Brian was actually a guest in one of our sister shows last week, and he was on with his wife, and they were talking about the Renaissance couple and businesses together and how they go ahead and create businesses together, but he was also talking about finance. He was also talking about really that financial freedom, that financial ecstasy, the financial why we're motivated, why we do things, how we get stuck. And truly, he's such a genius in creating financial wealth and creating ecstasy and joy in your life. And so I thought he'd be perfect for this show, where we're really striving to bring you the very best tools and techniques and ways in which you can cross the line, that you can have the life that you dream, the life you always knew you were meant to live, the life that you desire, the life that you deserve. And how do you go about living that kind of life, and how do you go about doing it instantaneously? And we were talking at the top of the show, and he was saying people can go from zero, from having absolutely nothing, to having complete wealth in just a really short span of time. So we're going to talk to him about how that happens. He's also one of my favorite people. He has, you know, it's so cute, I was looking at his bio, and he says that Brian has always been a thrill seeker, and I know this about him. When you meet him, there's just an energy, there's an exuberance, there's an adventure. And I was talking to somebody that's learning English, and they were asking me the difference between words. What's the difference between small and tiny, between small and petite, between, you know, street and avenue? And one of the questions they asked me is, what's the difference between danger and risk? And I thought, what a great question that is. What's the difference between danger and risk? And what is it when you take a risk and you live fearlessly in life and you're really out there? And so I'd love to talk to Brian about that and what that's like to take risks knowing that you cannot fall, that you're infallible, and that life is really meant to be a journey. And so he has always been chasing that adrenaline, and I love that about him. He's such a man's man. Anyway, he grew up racing. He says anything with wheels, cars, motorcycles, BMX, street bikes. He was a ski instructor. He loves to scuba dive, to skydive, and one of the most impressive things about him was he was on the Black Hawk crew chief in the military. He was the Black Hawk crew chief. And so truly, he is somebody that goes after everything, and he knows how to live that life and how to live that adventure. He also has a very creative side. He was in graphics and printing for many, many years. He rounded out his portfolio with the 2002 Utah Winter Olympics, which is huge. He teaches connection through body language, the power of touch, and healing modalities. And really, he has wanted to experience everything. He's wanted to live life to the fullest, which he really does, and to be a well-rounded man. He's an explorer of life. He's a husband. He's a father. He's a son. And, oh, he is such an incredible entrepreneur. In partnership with his wife, Melissa, who is one of our favorite guests on these shows, he educates and inspires people to achieve their true potential, and he does that through creating personal wealth, which we're going to talk about today. So truly, financial freedom is the tool that allows you to tap into your dreams in order to make them a reality, and we all know that. So how do we achieve that financial freedom? And as a married couple, they educate people and show couples how money isn't the thing that has to tear you apart, but it's really the thing that can empower you to work together and grow together and evolve together, and really how it can help each other's dreams come true. So he is a Renaissance man. He is a hero. He is truly one of the greatest adventurers I've ever met. So I'm so excited to, you know, welcome today's guest, Brian Terry. Brian, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much, Nicole. It's once again, it is my pleasure to be talking with you. Last week we had such a great show, and just once again, thank you for having me on.
Oh, it's my absolute pleasure. So I have some questions, though, about your bio before we get into the finances. So first, what is BMX?
BMX is bicycle motocross. It's you basically have a start point, an A and a B. You start at point A and a We call it a starting gate, but it's basically where you line up anywhere from 8 to 10 BMX pedal bikes, and you race a track that's anywhere from 2,000 feet in distance up to some of the Olympic tracks, I think, are over 3,500. Don't quote me on that. I haven't followed it in a little while, but, you know, BMX is now an Olympic sport, and it is absolutely amazing to see where it has come from where I started back in the early 80s.
Wow. You know, I was looking at your scuba diving, and I had the opportunity a couple years ago, I was in St. Thomas, to do the underwater motorcycles, which oh my gosh, it was the most, it was myself and like, you know, 24 guys. I was the only woman. And you go to the bottom of the ocean and you race motorcycles at the bottom of the ocean. And it was the most fun I've had. It was so exhilarating. It was so much fun. And, you know,
yeah,
I look at this. Have you done that?
I haven't. That is actually on my bucket list.
Oh, I could tell you, Brian, it is so, I mean, I kept coming up going again. Like I could have stayed there for 100 years. I just had so much fun, absolutely so much fun. And then I'm looking at this, and you were a ski instructor, and you scuba dive. So that is like from the top of the mountain to the bottom of the ocean. So when I look at your life, and we talk about financial expansion, that is such a huge realm of possibilities from the bottom of the sea to the top of the mountaintop. And to have that kind of expansion, that kind of fearlessness, that kind of freedom to live life in different environments, in different atmospheres, you know, in different arenas, in different areas, you know, and looking that you were a Black Hawk crew chief in the military. So what does that entail? It just sounds so powerful.
In a nutshell, a crew chief's job is mainly the management of the helicopter and the crews, the troops, anything that is behind the cockpit in that helicopter, as well as the maintenance, making sure that that bird is airworthy. All of that falls under that responsibility, as well as you need to be well-versed in the operation of every system in the helicopter, because if you ever have a time where you get, you know, shot down, heaven forbid that never happens, or you have to set down because you have a chip detector light come on, you need to be able to troubleshoot that at an instant's notice by knowing all the systems pretty much inside and out, and also how to fix it while possibly under fire. And so it's a very stressful position, it can be. We also have different missions that we do, like the one here in Utah. We also do search and rescue, and we also take care of the fires. My unit specifically fought the Harriman fire that we had here about 2 or 3 years ago that was a big national story. And, yeah, so there's a lot of responsibility that goes with that, but it is an exciting job. You know, being hanging outside the helicopter, looking down when you're thousands of feet in the air and only held on by a thin strap. So it can be really exciting, and it can be scary at the same time. You know, you're trying to bust out of fog or out of firefights and coming above trees, you know, just literally, you know, tens of 20 feet above them. And, you know, it's a very cohesive feeling between you and your team, because you get to know everybody and everybody has their back. So it was a great experience for me.
That's amazing. And so how does that transcend going from, you know, working in the military, from having all these incredible adventures, some would say crazy adventures, fearless adventures, risk-taking adventures, freeing adventures? I imagine being on the top of a mountaintop and not only being able to ski at the level at which you ski, but to be able to teach people to have that faith, the trust, the oneness with the mountain, the power, the, all of that. How do you take all of those skills and then weave them together to be able to teach people to live that kind of a life on a daily basis?
Basically, it comes down to self-belief, you know. I was always brought up and, you know, I love my parents, and thankfully, especially my mother, always, you know, she always taught me and told me that you can do anything you put your mind to. And by having, you know, a supportive parent like that, you know, you believe it as from a small child that there isn't what, you know, anything you can dream, anything you can see, you can achieve. And so I have pursued my life with that notion that I want to experience everything life has to offer, as well as achieve, you know, the highest peaks, as well as, you know, going scuba diving, going down to the depths. I want to see far and wide. There isn't a place on this planet that I don't want to see, including, you know, I went to the Middle East. You know, I went to Kuwait. I went to Iraq. And I saw, you know, a different culture, a different world there as well. So it's all about, I love adventure, and it's all about that sense of exploration for myself. And to be able to teach that to others, it's more about finding out what their why is. It's finding out what their passion is, what their dream is. And once you can get someone to see that within themselves, and they can actually start to see that in their vision, now all you have to do is back up from that and lay a roadmap out, if you will, of how to take that first step, because you don't need to see the entire journey from the beginning. All you need to be able to see is that first step, A to B. That's all you need to be able to see, because it's kind of like flying an airplane. As you go along this journey, airplanes, when they fly from point A to point B, don't just go point A to point B. They make thousands of corrections and course readjustments along the way. And all you need to do is have that first step and that belief that you can, to take from A to B, and everything else will be adjusted along the way. And so that's kind of my philosophy of, you know, I really talk to someone, find out what their why is, what their passion is, and then we backtrack it from there and lay out a plan so that they can get there. And that's kind of what I've done in my life.
That's amazing. And so where does somebody begin? You know, you and I were talking beforehand about that you can have zero. And there are people on this show that have moderate money. There are people that are listening to the show that are extremely wealthy and certainly looking to invest or make more or be able to help the world with the money that they have in a big way and grow in their own business and their own life and their own freedom and success. And then there are people that are struggling that are under zero, that are at zero, under zero, and they're looking for that rope. They're looking for that lifeline to be pulled out of where they are, and how do you get to the other side? And so can you help everybody, and what do you say to people and have it, you know, all of that?
Well, I believe that there is help for everyone, and it just depends on where they're at in their own personal journey. If they are in financial distress, it just means that they haven't put enough focus on that area in their life to handle that. And there is a very simple roadmap for that. You know, if someone, you know, in comparison, you could look at someone who's maybe fairly wealthy or doing well in the financial department, but their personal life has taken a hit because they've been so dedicated. You know, when you look at all of these, there has to be a balance. And anytime your life gets out of balance in either arena, in either financial or personal or, you know, any dimension of that, you're going to have problems. And so it's all about balance. But, yeah, if someone is starting from zero, there is absolutely a way to get started on that path with zero and you know, within 5 to 10 years, be in a position to where they don't really have to worry about their finances any longer, and they can go live their passion and help give back to the community that, you know, has helped them.
That's wonderful. It really is. So, you know, so how do you begin? How do you start? How do you, you know, somebody comes to you and they say, okay, I want to make money, or I want to be free, or help, or I want my dreams to take flight like you did with the plane, and how do I work all these mechanics to make that happen?
Well, it starts basically, you know, like you were mentioning at the top of the show, it has to have a desire, a drive behind it. There has to be a why. You know, anybody can sit on their couch or sit in their office and say, I want more money. But it isn't until you've had your aha moment, if you will, that has gotten you to a place to where you will actually make a decision that that is a must-have, not a nice-to-have. And that is what I was talking about a little bit ago when I was saying that people are all in different places in their life on their journey. And, you know, we can put a plan in place, but it's the old scenario of, you know, you can lead a horse to water, but you can't make it drink. So a lot of people have opportunities around them daily, but unless they have an open mind and an open heart, they a lot of times will look right past it like they have the blinders on and not even see it. So the easiest way to get started on this is to really take a moment with yourself, sit down, have no distractions, get your feet on the ground. If you can be outside in nature and have your feet actually on the earth, barefooted would be even more preferable. But just take a moment with yourself in a quiet area and sit and just do some deep breathing and sit with the air and see what comes to you. See what where your life needs to go. You'll get those answers. If you already know, if you have that passion, that drive, you know that this is specifically what I want to do, well, we can actually put a financial path behind you or in front of you so that you can get to where you want to go financially in a very short time, which will fund your dream or your passion. And how that looks like is we have what's called a game plan with our company. And that game plan will take a snapshot of your financial foundation, so to speak, of what you have put together already. We will look at every aspect of that, and then we will give you options and, you know, three or four different options of the same way to create the same wealth. But that is the entry point, is getting that game plan so that we can see where the person or individual or couple, where they are at currently with their financial snapshot.
I love having a pathway. That's the first time I've ever heard that, to have a financial pathway ahead of you or behind you. It's such a beautiful image. I mean, it truly is. And then when you create a financial pathway behind you, is that riddled with all the problems that you've had or all the barricades or hurdles, or is it also a clear pathway behind you as the pathway in front of you would be?
With those two, as we sit down and get a snapshot, the pathway behind them is kind of where they've come from, so to speak. It is what challenges they've had, or what successes they have had, where they're at currently with credit, finances, assets, anything like that that they've already built in their life, or if, you know, if they're coming from nothing, then it's very easy to, you know, go through that and say, okay, well, you know, we can start you from here and move forward. And how that transitions into the pathway in front of them is that by looking and getting a good feel for it of where they are currently, we can better tailor the options of what they can do in the future, whether they are open to, if they have a home, are they open to moving into another home where they can do a possible rental? income property. There's all kinds of different ways to lay that foundation out, and there's all different types of options. It's just how open the person is and how willing they are to stick to that plan. So with those two pathways, it's a matter of bringing them together to where they currently are and then laying it out in front of them. And with our guidance and a stickability to that path, like I was saying, we could have someone from basically zero to a very, very nice income in as little as 5 to 10 years.
That's that's really amazing. That's really amazing. So what would be, you know, you take a snapshot and, you know, you were talking about it as we were sharing that a lot of people don't do what they love. That a lot of people are forced into jobs or careers or a life because they have to support their family or their kids or themselves, or they were told that they need to be working a 9-to-5 job or that they need health benefits or they need whatever that is. So how do you close one belief and trust boldly into a new belief and have faith that the new belief will bring you not only the financial freedom that you're striving for, but still be able to sustain you?
Well, that's a great question, Nicole. And, you know, the easy answer is that there really isn't one. When you try to transition a belief, it's not so much, you know, you just flip a switch and close one, because things like that take time. You have to let the mind adjust to that. Some people can very quickly just be very decisive and make an adjustment and it's done. However, what I've found is most people need to kind of work up to that. And then once they have seen the possibilities and once they get fully committed, you know, we go back to, you know, and this is a great segue for people to go back and listen to our radio show last week, is it's about commitment. You know, in life, you can't be, you know, 20% committed. I mean, if you look at the things I've done, skydiving, you can't be 20% committed. You can't hang on to the plane as you jump out, you know, because you're waiting, you know, you're waiting for it to really take place, and you can't hang on to the side of the plane because it'll flap you to death. You've got to fully commit and jump. And that is where, you know, taking some time to do due diligence and really check in with yourself. And that is the main reason why you have to find your why. You have to find your financial why. Is it your family? Is it your dreams? Is it a cause? What is it that is driving you to go out and have financial success? And once you find that drive, that why, then you get committed. And once you get committed, there is nothing that will stand in your way, because you have made a decision to go forward at that point.
That's so exciting that it's, you know, when you talk about finding the why and finding, do people not know their why? Do people not know they want to take care of their family or that they have a dream they've always wanted to live, or do they not act on it even though they know it, or how do they get lost? I'm sorry, that's a lot of questions.
You know,
but.
Oh, no, you're fine. No, I don't think that, you know, for the majority of people, I think that everybody, when they're, you know, a little kid, when they're born into this world, as they grow and they figure out, it's like when I was 7, 8 years old, you know, one of my biggest dreams was to be a weatherman. I mean, as funny as that is, I used to see the weatherman on TV and think it was so cool that he could predict what the weather was. Little did I know that, you know, that's kind of a false misnomer, that it's the only job that I know where you can be 90% wrong all the time and still have a job. But, you know, it is one of those things where, you know, little kids, as they're growing up, they want to be an astronaut, or they see, you know, they get the hero aspect of maybe, you know, a policeman saved, you know, somebody in their family or helped them, or a firefighter, you know, and little kids, you know, when I was growing up, that's mainly what they wanted to be, because that was the heroes of the day. And so I think that forms pretty early in people, and sometimes people really know that at an early age and are very successful. You see a lot of people that are very successful at young ages. And then there's others, you know, that as they go through life, they've kind of, you know, I mean, one of the reasons why I've done so many different things is because I'm, you know, I want to experience everything there is in life. However, at the same time, I'm still searching for that one thing that makes me forget everything else. Right now I have so many hobbies, I don't have time to do them all. But getting back to the reason why people kind of lose that is they get set up in a broken down system that America has right now of teaching our kids to go to school, get good grades, so you can go to college and get good grades, so you can get out of there, go to a corporation and work for 30 to 40 years, and then possibly retire on an income that was a quarter of what you had when you were working. And that model is broken. It does not work any longer. The accumulation mindset of today, or rather of yesterday, does not work any longer. Our system is not functioning as it was laid out. It's been altered a couple times, and it does not work any longer. So people of today are actually working into their 70s and 80s, and it's sad. It really is. So by going back to helping people find out their why, we can reignite that passion and possibly pull, you know, not everybody's going to be open to it. It's kind of like the whole Matrix, you know, scenario. There's only going to be a few people that are going to be open to that enough to pull out and get out of the rat race. And so we extend our hand out to people, and the ones that are open and that are fed up with what they're dealing with and tired of their jobs and tired of going through the same routine all the time and want to live a better life and want to have that excitement and that passion back in life, those are the ones that we want to, you know, have the you know, the rope out to. Those are the people that we want to give a handout to and get them on board, because that energy will then expand. And it's all about expansion. It's about abundance. There is so much abundance in this world that everybody can have it. It's just a matter of when it sparks for them. And so going back directly to your question of how they lose it, it's, you know, it's choices that they've made throughout their life that have possibly put them behind the eight ball financially, and now they get in a trap of having to work to pay the bill the next, you know, Monday or whatever, and then they're out of money, so the next week they have to work again, and then that cycle just keeps repeating. And at times, you know, the consumerism and the debt and that grows, and they just keep getting buried further and further, and pretty soon they're working two jobs, or they're married and both spouses are working two jobs, and then you get the stress and the weight and all of that coming down on them. So the why is the most important, because that's going to be the lifeline to pull them out.
I mean, it makes so much sense when you think about the process and when you really think about the possibilities. They're just endless and they're infinite. They really are. And I know that, you know, and I just wanted to touch, as we're talking about financial freedom just a little bit, that we were talking on the show last week when we had Melissa on, and, you know, you're talking about two people that have to work and that, you know, that they end up in a situation where they're forced into two incomes, but so many families, you know, enjoy working. They have their own individual dreams, and so many families are working together, husbands and wives, as a team, as a partnership to grow their, you know, their financial wealth and the expansion of the freedom of their life. And so can you talk a little bit about that and the difference and the feeling and the energy of when it's choice compared to when it's necessity?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, from my experience and what I've seen, a lot of times when couples are you know, when they get buried in the trap of consumer debt and, you know, trying to keep up with the Joneses, so to speak, you know, always having to have that latest gadget or gizmo or the latest phone or whatever, they get caught up in an identity of that is what defines them. That is what defines who they are. And so many people think that material things are what they're worth. It shows their value. And it's not. A lot of people, and, you know, I mean, I've even gone through this in my life where, you know, I wanted to have the latest and greatest things because I thought that, you know, I was part of the cool crowd or what have you. And when it comes down to it, it goes back to that belief in yourself. Because if you have enough confidence in yourself and your mission or your why, I mean, I know we keep talking about your why and bringing that up, but if you have enough confidence and you are committed to that why, it doesn't matter what material things you have. They're just that. They're material things. They can be replaced. However, you cannot. And that leads me back to a saying that I've told my daughter, my kids, and my wife, is that you have to take care of yourself first, because without you, there can't be a we. And that is so important for couples when they are working together as a team in a family unit, is because you get this constant pull of financial stress or, you know, that's generally the top reason that couples have issues is the finances. And then that leads to relationship issues. And those are the two top things that people deal with in life. And those are the top two programs that we are putting together as the Renaissance Couple to come out and help people with. And we talked a little bit about that last week in communication. And, you know, something magical happens when you're with your spouse or your partner and you guys are growing together, not growing apart because of finances. You are working on a common goal or a commonality between goals that you both want to see each other succeed. And when you work in that tandem partnership to elevate both people, you know, it's like if you see the good in other people and you try and elevate someone else and it's reciprocated, everybody elevates. Rather than if you're, you know, people, there's a lot of people out there that think that they have to put other people down or degrade others in order to get ahead. And that's not how it works. How it works is you elevate another person and you support them and you put them on your shoulders and run around if you have to and shout their name and how proud you are of them. And you do that with your spouse. You know, you do that with your spouse. I mean, I'm so proud of Melissa and for everything she's accomplished. She is an amazing woman. And I will tell anybody that. And it's that uplifting elevation that if you do that in a team, oh my goodness, you can't, I mean, every day I get up and I feel vitalized and excited for the day. And I've been through days where, you know what, I've rolled over and hit the snooze button, and it's like, I don't want to see this day. But if you can get through that and, you know, go on this journey, and start rebuilding, if you're in that place now, there is light at the end of the tunnel. And you can get to the point to where you wake up in the morning and it's not, oh my goodness, it's another day. Or, you know, I mean, I've been in places in my life where, you know, I didn't want to see the sun come up because it meant I had to deal with certain things. And I am so grateful for where I'm at today, because every day when I wake up, I am so vitalized and energized that I get to work every day with the woman I love, the partner that I know I can trust inside and out, and that I get to enjoy the rewards with that same person. So couples that get to work together, you know, if you can create that in your life, there's no better feeling than anything. I mean, and I've done a lot of crazy adrenaline stuff. That has given me the most adrenaline so far in my life.
I love that answer. It's just brilliant. And I, as you're talking about the crazy adrenaline stuff, I was talking about at the top of the show, and I would just love your take on this. You know, and I didn't know if you had the opportunity to listen in, but I have had somebody that came to me, and they're asking me to help them speak English. And so mm-hmm. he was asking me the difference between tiny and small, and small and petite, and sick and ill, and street and avenue and freeway, and avenue and alley. And then he asked me the difference between huge and hug, which I said there was a huge difference between huge and hug. But he wanted to know the difference between danger and risk, and between risk and fear. And having the background you have, I would love your answer. What's the difference between danger and risk?
Oh, that's a deep subject. I think in a nutshell, when you break it down, risk is calculated. Generally, risk, you know, going into something, or you're planning it. You know, for example, you know, skydiving. You know, there's a risk. There's a possibility that your chute may not open, and you may have to go to your backup chute. And there's another risk that may not open either. And, you know, then you just plummet. So there is a definite risk there. Danger is, I think, more of the unforeseen possibilities. Danger is like, for example, in that same scenario, you get up there and you're getting ready to jump out of the plane, and your pack snags on a hook that's by the door. And all of a sudden, as you jump out, now you're attached to the airplane and you're getting beaten to death by the air. I believe that danger is something that is unforeseen, that you can't calculate. There are both to almost anything out there. There's always a risk and a danger. So I think they happen simultaneously, but I think those are the differences, at least for me.
So when someone takes a risk, like they bet on the stock market, or they gamble and they put it all on red, or they...
Yeah.
So when someone is stepping into a new paradigm, are they taking a risk? Is it considered a risk or it's not? Because there's a trust that this is your life and it's the pathway in front of you. And because I think most people are afraid, and that's what I'm asking, is it risky? And if it is it calculated? And if it is it safe? Or can it not be a risk at all? Can it just be trust?
Absolutely. That's all of those are part of that. I think that, you know, when someone steps into a new possibility, they're stepping outside of their comfort zone. And you cannot have growth without stepping outside of your comfort zone. And it just depends on the individual person as to what they're willing to risk in their own feelings of fear. And, you know, I mean, that can run the whole gamut of possibilities to, oh, well, what if this happens, or what if that happens, or this could happen, or that could happen. And a lot of times, it all the worries and all the, you know, the what ifs that they were thinking never happen. And it's all your mind playing tricks on you. There's always going to be a risk to doing, you know, pretty much anything. I mean, stepping outside your door in the city, you never know. An airplane could be flying over and have an engine flame out, and it comes down on top of you. You know, it happened. It's, you know, that becomes a danger. There's that in everyday life. And I think that it comes down to the belief and the why and being able to step outside your comfort zone a little bit and do some due diligence, and that can give you a much better evaluation of what the risk is, and then you can have contingencies for the dangers that are out there. It's like, oh, well, if that does happen, this is what I can do. And that goes back to a lot of our military training that, you know, you do have calculated risks, and then you have contingencies for the dangers that are along the way, so that if you do have an IED that blows up underneath a Jeep, you know, you've got, okay, well, we've got blast shields in the floorboard, and we've got this protection built in to kind of handle those dangers, or we're using new technologies to kind of warn us about them, and different things like that. And so, you know, it really depends on the individual. And that's where Melissa and I, when we come together as a couple and as a Renaissance couple, we really focus on the personal journey side of that, because there are ways and techniques, and there's also a pathway along that personal journey to where no matter if you're the most reserved, reclusive person that can't get out of the house, or you're the living on the edge, you know, jumping out of airplanes, that's a huge spectrum. And there are steps and processes and paths for everyone in between. It just depends on the person and the individual of how much they're willing to step outside their comfort zone.
That's so great that you said that. I, you know, was taking a workshop, and they said that for the next week, the exercise was, you know, to change everything up, you know, put your other sock on first, to whatever, change your shampoo, brush your teeth with your other art, you know, like whatever that is, to change the patterning and the behaviors. And I basically in my life do things different all the time. You know, I try to not repeat the same process, order the same food at the same restaurant. You know, I really enjoy the new. And they say there was some sort of survey I read, and it said something about that most women, I don't, you know, whether the survey was true or not, but it said how most women will use the very same products that their mother used. So if their mother used Tide detergent, they would use Tide. If their mother bought, you know, whatever kind of soap, you would, like, whatever it is that you grew up with, that same kind of cake mix or flour or bread or whatever, and that, you know, basically we do what we know. And my mom, when I was growing up, we never had the same laundry detergent. We never had this. If it said new or improved, it was in our house. If it just said new or improved on it, she just loved trying new things. And so for myself, you know, when I was in the workshop, I said my whole life, like, I don't think I do anything, repeat anything twice. And they said, so for you, try to repeat. Like, you know, order the same food in the same restaurant, and so it's really funny, like you're saying, how for some people change is such a huge drastic thing, and for other people creating a pattern or a blueprint is really the out-of-box lesson.
Yeah.
Or the next magical step.
Yeah. And it's funny you mentioned that, you know, that people do that of what they've learned from their parents, because a lot of people, it's exactly how their finances are done. They mimic, and children do this all the time, they mimic what the parents do. And, I mean, you know, you've always, I mean, I don't know how many children you've come across that have done this, but I've seen where the child has said something that possibly the parent has said that they don't want the child to repeat, but they're the little parrot.
Right.
And it's like, oh, where'd they learn that from? You know, and it's the same thing with relationships. It's the same thing with finances. And, you know, unless you really break the mold and you go outside of what you learn and outside your comfort zone as you're growing up, that pattern of how, you know, what you do as far as what you were taught. And if you have, generally, if you have very conservative parents, you're going to be very conservative, you know, and that plays out in all phases of life. So that's a very interesting point that, you know, you brought that up, because I see that all the time. When I was doing financial planning a couple of years back in my practice, I saw that all the time, that people would come into their finances and they didn't know anything. It was like, oh, I didn't know that was even possible. I've never been shown that. Or, wow, that you can do that. And you know, you go through this, and people, unless they're driven to learn something, go off what they know from their parents. It's so true.
Mm-hmm. And as you just touched on the Renaissance couple, and I know that we're talking about finance today, but I'd also love, because I think that they totally work together, can you talk a little bit about the Renaissance couple and the work that you're doing with Melissa, and then how that ties into your financial freedom and success?
Yeah, absolutely, and I'd love to. The Renaissance couple is our main business. What we're doing is we are basically putting together a world conversation, and we actually just got it up and live. It's live right now. If you go to renaissancecouple.com, we are asking people to share their why with us. We want to know what people's dreams are. We want to know what people's passions are, what their why is, because that's the first step that we do as Renaissance Couple. We want to get in touch with that, with a person or a couple, because we work with both singles and couples, and we also work with families. Until you have that core feature, that is what branches out from everything else. We have different programs within Renaissance Couple. Melissa actually helped me with some of my PTSD. She helped. We're putting together a veteran program for that. She has a program for enlightened birthing, which is helping women realize that they have a choice in how they birth their child. They don't have to go to a hospital necessarily. There are choices out there. You can give natural childbirth. I mean, women did it for centuries without complications. And the sad thing is now that, you know, did you know that I think America right now is listed as the 43rd safest country to have a baby in. At least that
wow,
was the
seriously?
The statistic.
Oh my god!
Yeah, that was a statistic as of, I think it was this January when we were looking at that. And a lot of the problem is because our medical system has become a factory of sorts, if you will. You know, they're so interested in turning the room quickly that I've even heard of doctors performing unnecessary C-sections on women just to get the room cleaned up and turned for another patient. And that is so wrong. That is so wrong. That is no way for a child to be born into this world. And so her program is all about getting people back to themselves and letting them have choice and having that and bringing their child into this world in a very natural, safe, undrugged way. And she does that through hypnotherapy and training. It's a full pregnancy program. We also have an infertility program that we're doing. We, you know, there's the level of different stages in each one of these programs. People can come in with no experience in life journey and growth, or they can come in with very great amounts of experience in this, because we have both done so much personal growth in our lives that, you know, there's always something to learn, of course, but we feel that we're at a level to where we can help most of the people. 90% of the people that we come across, we're able to help them. You know, as far as the programs, we're putting together a program, and it's possibly going to be this next February in 2014. We haven't nailed down the dates yet. And this is one of the things I talked about last week, was that we got a program coming out called Awakening Love. And it's going to be a communication program for singles and for couples on how to communicate, how to put your best self forward to attract, if you're single, to attract your mate and to attract the type of people that you want to be with. Or if you're in a committed relationship, how to get on that same page with your spouse and how to move forward and possibly start a business and be an entrepreneur together and build a life together. Now, the financial side of that is just the way to fund that dream. there is specific tools in place that work as a very sound financial vehicle. However, that may not be everybody's passion. And in fact, I guarantee that, you know, 80% of it, the vehicle is not their passion. But it's not about that. It's about that being the vehicle to fund their passion so that in 5 to 10 years, when they have a significant income a month that's coming in regardless of whether they get up and work or not, they can choose what they go do. They can go travel the world and not even have to work. Or they can go help their community. Or they can go, you know, help the neighborhood child that, you know, is with a single parent and they don't have that type of support. There's such a wide array of what they can do once you become financially free that it's an open world.
That's it's such exciting work. It really is. And I just wanted to take a moment. As people jump on the line, if you do have a question, please feel free to push one. And, you know, I know a lot of you write in to me with your questions, but if you would like to be live on the line, please feel free to do that just by pushing one. So, and then I have a question about on your bio. It says Strong Book. So what is Strong Book?
Yes. Strong Book is the financial vehicle that I have found, and Melissa as well. She actually, the person who introduced it to us, she actually met at an expo. And Strongbrook is a real estate investment company. Now, how that differs from everything else out there, because I know there's tons of so-called gurus that do educational material, and that's all they do is sell educational material. You know, I won't name names for legal purposes, but, you know, everybody knows who they are. There's been some that have been on air for 20 years making money off their education stuff. Strongbrook is not that. Strongbrook is turnkey real estate. What it is they do all of the work for you. They find the property. They purchase the property. They turn it around if it needs any rehab. They put the rental party in the property, and then they manage it for you. So at that point, it becomes a complete hands-off real estate transaction. And the more of these you can accumulate, the bigger your portfolio grows, and the company manages that. And they have a stake in growing your portfolio, because they want, the more that they grow your portfolio, they get just a tiny, tiny bit on the back end of these things with their fees. So they're not making a ton of money on this. In fact, for about every $1 million of inventory that they transact, they make about $70,000. And that's just normal fees like you would pay to a realtor or to your mortgage broker or to an appraiser that you would anyway. So, and their fees are right the same in line. So that's where they make their money. And there was such a need for this. In fact, the founder, Chris Krohn, he's been doing this now, I believe it was around 12, 13 years that he's actually been investing in real estate. He is such a visionary that he started doing this when he was in college. And within 2 years of being outside of college, he was retired with a yearly income of over six figures. And, you know, he built his dream house and was married, started having kids and traveling the world. And his family and friends kept asking him, what are you doing? You know, and you know, of course, when he shared what it was, people were very skeptical. And, you know, so he kept quiet again for a while. And then a few years later, when he had hundreds of properties and now had a six-figure a month residual income from these properties, more and more people said, you know what, I don't care. I just need to know what you're doing. And so he created Strongbrook out of the necessity to help other people. He doesn't need to help people for money. He's well taken care of in that aspect in that arena, but he did this to give back to people. And he wrote his book, it's called The Straight Path to Real Estate, and that's the biblical spelling of that, S-T-R-A-I-T. And if you actually go on our website, and there's a link on there that you can click to actually get a free copy of that book. And in that book, he spells out A to Z of how he did it. There's nothing held back. There's, you know, it's a one-time thing. You could read through that book and actually go out and transact real estate and make money. But you're not going to have the experience of someone who's been through the pitfalls. I mean, he's transacted thousands and thousands of homes, and there's a lot of learning and a lot of experience in there. So why not let the experts do all of that work for you, and you get to keep 100% of the rents and 100% of the upside when you sell it? And that
is
where...
That's really like a dream. I mean, my goodness, that's incredible.
Yeah. It is the system that he has put together is phenomenal. You know, I started out in the late 80s, early 90s. I was flipping houses. I grew up doing construction a lot of the time. And I started flipping houses because I had that know-how back in the early 80s when interest rates were in the high teens. They were 14, 17%. We've got the lowest interest rates in history since, I don't know if they've ever been this low. And right now, since the, you know, back in 2007, 2008, when the whole market kind of tanked, as well as everything since the Great Depression, in fact, it went lower than that did, you know, we're slowly starting to come back from that and rebuild. And there was even a quote from Warren Buffett on, I think it was CNBC, that he said, cookie cutter homes right now, three-bedroom, two-bath homes that you can buy for under median prices and that are under the cost to actually be rebuilt, if you can get into those type of homes, that may be the best investment yet. This is coming from Warren Buffett. And I don't know about you, but when it comes to finances, I think that man's a genius.
Oh, absolutely. No doubt whatsoever. I mean, that's... So how did you get involved with it? How did you go from the military to jumping out of planes to riding motorcycles to being a financial advisor and then also finding, obviously, like one of the treasures of the financial world?
You know, I believe it's a lot of it is magnetism. What you put out as far as energy, you attract what you're looking for. I have been searching for a vehicle the last decade that can help not only myself, but my family, my friends. I've always had that, you know, that protector energy, that wanting to help community energy. And it just so happened that, you know, Melissa happened to be at an expo, at a ladies expo, and there happened to be a guy there that was one of the referral partners for Strongbrook, and he actually gave her a book, and she brought the book home to me because real estate really isn't her thing, and she doesn't really, you know, get into that whole side of it. But I read a ton of financial books. I'm, you know, if you looked in my library and my iPod, all it has on there is financial audiobooks. I love learning about that and what is out there, so that I can help people with it. And anyway, she brought the book home to me, and I read the book. I listened to the audiobook. The audiobook has a bunch of extras on there that's not in the book, so it was great information. And I actually contacted Chris because he lives about 30, 40 minutes south of where I do. And I contacted and made an appointment, and I wanted to go talk to him directly because that's generally what I do. If I want to learn something, I'll try and go to the source. I don't like to go through the middle, you know, ground, so to speak. I like to hear it from the horse's mouth. And I went down and talked with him and said, how is this? How are you doing this? What, you know, and we kind of had a meeting. I don't know of any other multi-million dollar company where you could get an appointment with the founder of the company and do that within 3 to 4 days. This company has shown me, and as well as not myself, but just as an observer, I have seen more support and grounded people in this company than ever. I have not seen this level of support before. And, you know, it's kind of it in the back of my head, I had that thing, oh, well, if it's too good to be true, you know, that kind of be cautious. And, you know, I mean, everybody has that. And so I was very, you know, hey, I'm going to check this out very slowly, and just started doing my research, doing my due diligence. And everything was checking out. And so, you know, Melissa's father is actually was a corporate attorney in L.A. for about 30 years. So we asked him to come look at it and dissect it and kind of grill Chris over it. And he was so impressed with it that here's a very conservative man that has rental properties already. He says, yeah, this is great. I want to partake in this. And he is actually in the process of doing a couple of transactions, and it's working out just as they said it would. And so that's why I'm so excited about it. It is going to be a revolutionary change in how real estate is done. They have such a great system in the way it's set up, and they also have another way that if people are interested in getting involved and they don't have initial amounts of money to come in and purchase a home, if they want to contact me, I'll be happy to go into that and explain to them how that works. But for right now, anybody that's interested, they could just go to our website.
Fantastic. Brian, it's popping up here. It says to get the whole book, the download, that you need a passkey. Do you have one?
Passkey. If you go to our website and click on that link, it should take you to a page where all you have to do is put in your information and an email address. And if there is a passkey in there, it should just be the word free.
Okay. Thank you so much for that. As people are popping in and asking me these questions, it's such exciting information. It really is. So, and
yeah.
Then to work with you, you know, and how to find the why that you're talking about, being able to give people a snapshot and a blueprint of their life and the financial path behind you and a financial path ahead and a blueprint. Can't talk. It's the first day with my new tongue. I do that. Ooh. It's like a blueprint and plan for your future of that you're saying that within a very short time, in just a couple of years, you really can have that financial freedom to access everything that you've ever dreamt about. And so for somebody to work with you and to learn how to do that and to take these steps to really move their life and their financial success and freedom forward, how do they reach you? And how do you work over Skype? Do you do sessions? Do you have workshops?
Yeah, absolutely. They can connect with us on renaissancecouple.com. They can email myself or Melissa at our name at renaissancecouple.com. And they can, in those emails, just kind of give us a brief description of what they're interested in. As far as how we work, we can do, you know, we can do long distance. We do a lot of that. If you're in the local area, we can set up and do a local session. We are having group sessions coming up here in 2014. The exact dates on those have not been set. And we are going to do a couple of actual trips in 2014 that are going to be like retreats, that are going to be specific to either singles or couples. And so if they're interested in working directly with us to find out their why in that, just send us an email. That's the best way to get a hold of us. If they're interested in finding out more about Strongbrook, just go to that link and click in that. Or if they're having any technical difficulties about that, send me an email and I will make sure that they get that taken care of and we'll get them a book.
Oh, that's wonderful. That really just incredible information, incredible tools, incredible techniques, incredible journey to be able to cross that line, really break through those walls, break through your fears, break through those barriers, really live the kind of life you dreamt and always knew that you were meant to live. And then, as we talked about at the beginning of the show, finding your why. Is there, you know, you were saying go out and, you know, sit somewhere wonderful. Is there a first step? Is that the first step to be with yourself and to listen to your heart? Or if you know your why but you haven't been living your why, where do people begin?
The first step of all of this really allows us to help would be to contact us. And if someone knows their why and they know where they're going, but they just might not have had success with that, that first step is going to be making contact with us, because there's a few simple techniques that we can give to help a person ground and kind of solidify that, because it comes down to the commitment phase. Until they really have that locked in and get that commitment, it's going to be challenging. And we do work with people all the time on locking that commitment in. As far as the first step on taking the why to the financial side is basically, if you go in and you fill that information out to get the free book, from that we will set up, and we have arranged a special arrangement with Chris Krohn on this, specifically for your listeners to get a free game plan with the company. And with that, they can email me directly, and all I need with that is a name, an email, and a phone number so that the company can contact them. And I will go ahead and speak with Chris on that, and we'll get that handled for them. That's the first step with the company. The first step with us is just to send us an email. And even going back further to your question on sitting with themselves, if they know what their why is, but they're just not been living it, get in touch with us. We can help with that. If they don't know what their why is and they're still searching for it, absolutely take some time, or rather make some time, commit to yourself that you will take, you know, 20, 30 minutes without any interruptions, shut your phone off, do what we like to call the digital diet, unplug, get rid of, you know, all of your distractions.
I love that, the digital
be.
Diet.
Yeah, that's part of our training that we do is that's part of it. Just to, you know, that's a big important part of allowing yourself to re-energize is to have a digital diet, you know. We're inundated every day with so many forms of electronic communication that our system is based on energy. And when you have all this energy flowing around you, if it's negative energy or, you know, just electronic energy, that messes with people. And I don't think people understand exactly how bad that is. It's like right now I've got a headset on and my phone's, you know, a good arm's length away from me, and I try not to carry it on my person when I can just because of the radiation from it.
That's incredible. It really is. When I do my fitness workshops, I always have a cell phone daycare area. And I set up a whole little daycare, and then people, when they come in, they check their cell phones into the daycare area, and all the cell phones can keep each other company and all of that. And then they pick them up, and they get a little snack or whatever on the break.
That's
but
awesome.
I do. I have
That's
a little
awesome,
daycare.
Nicole.
So, but I love the digital diet. That's the first time I've heard that. And it's such a clever idea. It really is. And I love the journey for the why and the setting yourself free and the infinite knowingness that it's possible and that all those dreams can come true. And I love, you know, like I was saying, just reading your bio, that going through all the adventures that you've had in your life. And when you were talking about the planes auto-correcting and all of those little course corrections that you make along the way. And I think that so many people don't even realize that, that they just think, okay, there's my target, there's my goal, and I'm headed in that direction. And they don't realize that anything can happen, that life happens, and it's never what you think it is. But if you have your intentionality, if you have your focus, if you have your, then so many times it's so much better than you ever could have imagined or ever could have possibly dreamed. And I know that sometimes when I have my life and I look around at the details of my life, that sometimes I can be in a situation. I remember that I spoke last year and I spoke at a castle. And I did not know.
Which one?
That it's a castle in nearby. I can't even tell you the name of it now, but it was like in, you know, some small city in Germany. And it was, but I did not know that I was speaking at a castle. I was just saying, this is the address of where you're going to be speaking, and it's fantastic. And then they called me and said, would you like to stay here, you know, for the event? Had you made your hotel accommodations? And I said, oh, no, that would be lovely. I was busy traveling. I was like, I'm happy to stay wherever I'm speaking. And then as I was driving up to the address, I realized, oh, my gosh, this is a castle. I didn't know I was going to a castle. And then I arrived at this castle, and Brian, this castle was, like, extraordinary. And then they took me to the quarters, and it was, like, a mile's journey, you know, through the castle, down, you know, the moat, wherever where you're staying in this castle. And it was like going to the Pirates of the Caribbean with, you know, the gold, and you know, on the side and all these. It was just like a movie set. And then I got to the room, and it had marble floors and marble bathrooms and gold inlay, you know, what do you got? Handles on the sink and gold showers and like pure gold. The elevators were flown in from France, all of this stuff. And then, you know, these gorgeous French windows. And then outside, there was a maze, like in a secret garden, like one of those grass mazes.
Oh, like a grotto?
Yes, and there was a double rainbow outside. And I looked outside the double rainbow, and I had to laugh. And I thought, look at the incredible details, the double rainbow, the gold handles, the marble floor, you know, the treasures, the hallway, the moat, but my projection was to speak, you know, more in Europe or to whatever that is, and to be able to.
Yeah.
And that sometimes when you allow the universe to fill in those spaces, and you know your why, like I know why I wanted to be in that particular area, you know, of the country. I knew why I wanted to bring my energy there. And that was my intentionality. But sometimes when you stay focused on the dream, that all the rest, instead of having to control how it all works, like you said, you create that pathway in front of you, and sort of like the Wizard of Oz, follow the yellow brick road just by moving forward. You know, there's Oz, there's all these people you meet along the way, there's this great story and a great adventure, and, you know, and a great message, you know, at the end as well that changes your life. And so.
Yeah, so. Absolutely. And, man, from your description of that castle, I'm a huge architecture buff, and whenever we go to Europe, we always end up, like, we went on a trip this last year to Paris, and within 15 days, we already had over 5,200 pictures of architecture. You know, we love castles, and if, just from your description of that one, man, I will love to find out from you where that was.
Absolutely. I'll go back and I'll track it down for you, you know, because luckily I've had the opportunity of, you know, being in quite a few. It's interesting because somebody just recently had passed that I knew, and she was an amazing, amazing, glorious pianist. And she was a doctor in Germany and a very prominent doctor, but she played just like an angel. And we were at this incredible church, and she went upstairs and she played the organ. And very rarely especially living in the United States, do we have the opportunity to hear organ music and to hear it played so majestically with so much passion and so much love and so much just, you can feel the love for the notes and the sound, and to hear it in this ancient church, you know, with the pipes and just the acoustics. And as I thought in that moment, that was the last time that I saw her, was when she was playing this organ in this church. And in that moment, I started to cry and realized that she was gone and not going to be here, you know, in this realm anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And my friend that was talking to me and sharing the information of her passing said, where were we? Weren't we in some incredible ancient church along the Rhine on the way to some castle to have dinner? And I started to laugh, and I said, yes, we were in an ancient church along the Rhine on the way to a castle to have dinner, and that's our life. Like, that's the last time I saw her. Was in this historical
amazing
church along the Rhine on the way to a castle to have dinner. And sometimes when you realize that life gives you this incredible journey, this incredible, and if I had to remember her, what a beautiful way to say the last time that I saw her, she was playing the organ in this incredible, incredible, majestic church that just, you know, and how to have those acoustics reverberate, and on a day, you know, that I would be journeying to a castle to have dinner, and that, you know, so when you open those doors that you're saying of the financial freedom or of the why you want to do that, because certainly an experience that I had listening to her play is something that will mark my life forever. I will always be able to close my eyes and hear her play the organ. And every time I hear organ, the sweetness in which she played the organ and the love and the joy and the passion and the musicality that she created off of that and gifted to me is something I'll remember forever. So, you know,
yeah, absolutely.
So I love that you offer people the opportunity to have life experience and their life lived in the way that they know is possible, and that they know that their life should have dimension and dreams realized, and not just as an individual, but also in relationship to the people that they love, and really being able to connect to the people that they love, to their mate, to their families, dreams and passions as well, with such understanding and depth and support, as you're saying that you have with Melissa, and that you and Melissa
yeah
bring to each other, and that you now are able to share with couples worldwide. And I love when you said, we're starting a global conversation. Like it's something you do every day. We're just starting a global conversation.
Yeah, you know, for us, it's, you know, it's not a local thing. It's, there's people all around the world that, regardless of your culture, your background, what country you're from, they are experiencing this same thing. It may look a little different, but we're all human beings, and we all relatively function the same way. You know, it's like when you talk about your friend that passed, you know, this year, you know, it's been a year of really getting deep within my soul, you know, for when I got back from my deployment, the one thing that I knew from being over there was that once I got home, I was never going to leave the company of anybody that I cared about, whether it was friends, family, or someone that I just met that I felt a deep connection with. I was never going to leave their company without telling them how I felt about them and their importance to me, because you never know when it may be your last day. You know, this year alone, I've had two fairly close friends commit suicide, and one of them was 4 days ago, and it is such a tragedy that people let the weight of the rat race and the weight of other people's expectations and all of that get down on them to the point to where they feel they have no way out. This was a very a fairly successful person and had a lot of things going for them in life and just let that happen. One of my whys, I have many, but one of them is that if I can change or save a person's life by doing any of this work and helping them see the light, I've done my job. If I can help but one person see that and not go down that path. And that's just one of them. I have many whys why I'm doing this, but that's one I'm very passionate about. And if there's anybody on this that knows of anybody, please wrap your arms around them and give them love.
Thank you for that. I just so love your heart and who you are and your commitment to helping people and your determination to really be able to take your knowledge and your skills and your wisdom and your experience and to share it with people so they can have the kind of life that you're leading and that they can experience the kind of depth and joy and love and bliss and euphoria and happiness that you have in your own life, and that you know how to make this work, and that instead of being selfish and just going off and having this wonderful life, that then you just pack it all up and you decide to teach it, and you teach it in so many different ways, and then you find something wonderful like Strong Book, and your first instinct is to share it with people and to help other people be able to have that financial success and live their dreams and have that income coming in. I mean, you're really extraordinary, and it's so wonderful to have you on the show and to have you, you know, in my life. And it's always such a joy and such a pleasure always to talk to you. So I'm so glad that you're on the show and so honored. I loved that your website is up, so renaissancecouple.com, correct?
Correct.
And as far as, people can reach you there, and they can reach Melissa at Renaissance Couple.
Yes, absolutely. And all they have to do is send us an email, and we will get back in touch with them and do anything we can to help them.
Oh, that's great. And then Strong Book website is, how do we send people to Strong Book?
There's actually a link on our front page. We set it up to be super easy. So if they go to renaissancecouple.com, down at the bottom there's two different links. They can click on one that will actually take them to a Strongbrook webpage where they just basically give us some brief information, and that will get them started on that path. Or they can click the one on the right, and that will take them to the Share the Why ShareYourWhy.com, which is our blog that we are starting the global conversation on, because we want to know what is driving people. We want to know people's passions, because it goes back to the old saying of you don't know what you don't know. And without us knowing what people's passions are, we can't help them. So we need to know what their passion are, what their drives are. You know, one of my projects that I'm working on this coming year, just real quickly, I'd like to share, is that if you guys know of, if there's anybody on this call that knows anybody, an athlete, a triathlete, or a biking athlete, or anything like that, I'm putting together a project where I'm taking, like, Make-A-Wish kids or handicapped. I don't like to use that. I like to use the wording special ability people. But I'm taking people that couldn't do this type of event, and I'm putting an event together where they can actually do the event with the athlete and go across that finish line first, like the great triathlete, and his name is escaping me right now, but I don't know if you know the guy that he takes his son and he goes through the entire triathlete, and in the end, when they cross the finish line, he is pushing him. And it is such an amazing, moving experience to see that. And I want more people to experience that. And that's kind of my side project that I'm working on. So I would love people's feedback on that and what they think about that. I would love to hear more
Brian,
about that.
You are such my hero. And I just wanted to say briefly that free worked. People were asking for the password. People were saying, yes, free worked, that have already gone.
Yeah, it's just the word free. Great.
Okay. Just wanted to send that out to all of our listeners. And again, it's so wonderful to have you on the show. I so appreciate your time, your wisdom, your expertise, and I love the idea of, you know, what is your financial why and how to find your financial why and having that lead to finding your financial freedom and ultimately your happiness and the freedom and success in every area of your life. So thank you. And please send my best to Melissa. And
I will, absolutely.
A pleasure enjoying. Congratulations on the launch of the website. Really thrilling.
Oh, thank you so much, Nicole. Thank you again for having me on. I love talking with you in any form. And thank you so much for having me on the show. It's been a pleasure.
Thank you. It's the same for me. Thank you again. Wow. Financial freedom. As we talk about this, when I really desire to bring you the very best of the best of the best of the best of the guests that have the tools, the techniques, the wisdom, the know-how to really help you cross these lines and live this kind of life that you always knew you were meant to live. And so it's, for me, a joy, a pleasure, and an honor to bring somebody like Brian Terry on and all of the work he's doing. And now tomorrow we have such an exciting show. So last week we had Paul Scheele on. Paul Scheele is one of my personal heroes, one of my personal mentors. We talked about photo reading. We talked about accelerated learning. We talked about living your gift and your dream. And he truly is. I mean, to me, he is. We talk about dropping into your genius. He is a genius on this planet. He is, in my mind, I know, this is not a question, this is not a doubt, but hundreds of years from now, as people look back in our history book, the same way we look at Albert Einstein, the same way we look at Newton, the same way that we look at Christopher Columbus, the same way that we look at people who have changed our society, our world, our science, our life, our time, Paul Scheele will be written in the history books as a mark of this time, of someone that changed accelerated learning, that has the tools, the techniques, the technology. He really is shifting consciousness and teaching people to shift it. Anybody that has worked with him, their whole life has opened in a whole entire different way. And tomorrow he's going to talk to us on Hourglass Bride. And even though it's a bridal show, I invite you to join him because he's going to be talking about how to drop in, how to be present. We talked about how a lot of people miss their weddings because they're not actually present in there, but he's going to teach you a technique, and you can call in, that you can drop in and be present any time in your life. So you want to be in a business deal and close a business deal. You want to actually be present, how you can drop in to the center of your power, of your light, of your life, and open to all the possibilities. And he has an incredible technique to do that, and he's going to teach it to us tomorrow on Hourglass Bride, which is at 2 o'clock Pacific time. So I look forward to seeing you then and look forward to seeing you next week. We have some incredible shows. We have The Leftos talking about how to erase beliefs in your life, Matt Weinstein, and how to have fun and how to play an adventure in your life, and so many others. So have a wonderful week. This is Nicole Brandon from Unlimited Life, and thank you again to Brian Terry. Go live your dreams.